and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. Today, we're going to talk about how to prepare your body to have a baby. So I have now had three babies, and I am certainly no expert on this. I'm going to speak strictly to what worked for me and what worked for some people that I am obviously very close to. But I always want to start this podcast off by saying that I am not an expert, and definitely this is something that you should consult with your doctor on what to do. But for me, it was starting to get my diet right. So before I had kids, I actually had gotten my body fat down really, really low. I'm talking under 20% body fat. And I didn't do it for a long, long period of time, but I was in this phase of thinking that I needed to have a very low body percentage. And I remember reading something about how that can have an effect on my hormones and have an effect on, you know, conceiving later in life. And so what I did is I actually worked with a dietitian, and because I lost my period. So let me kind of, I'm jumping ahead here. Got my body fat low. I actually lost one or two periods, and it was kind of a wake-up call for me personally. So I actually worked with a dietitian to do some blood work. So she did some labs, and she saw what I was deficient in and any food allergies I had. She did a whole run of tests on me. I actually did my a piece of my hair, urine, blood. And so I kind of started to rebalance my hormones with her advice. So again, this is something that I consulted with a third party, but I knew I needed to get my diet right. I knew I needed to make sure I was eating to fuel my body, not only for performance, but also to prepare myself to get pregnant or to carry a baby. So starting off by looking at your diet is very, very important, and making sure that you are getting really good healthy fats. That was one thing that I was conditioned to think that I wasn't supposed to eat fats in my diet because, gosh, I thought that might make me fat. But I really had to learn that fat is essential macronutrient and very important for hormonal health. And so I actually increased my fats, again, under the recommendation of a dietitian. And so I increased my healthy fats. So lots of coconut oil, lots of avocados, lots of really healthy oils getting into my diet, grass-fed beef. So I used to be this like 93.7 lean turkey, lean beef. So I switched that up. I wasn't eating as lean as turkey or ground beef as I needed to. I went and scaled it back a little bit and got those healthier fats through some of my protein sources as well, which grass-fed beef is not as lean, but you know that the good healthy fats are in there and it's what you need versus the bad fats that you may find in other ground beef. So really just looking at my diet was something that I started off with, right? And I knew that I wanted to carry a lot of those lifestyle habits all the way through pregnancy. And I don't want to get too far into the whole of like what I ate during pregnancy, but I was not perfect, you guys. So don't think that, you know, listening to this, that I always ate the best things during pregnancy. No, I had cravings. I had morning sickness. I had nausea during my first trimester. So I ate every carb on the planet that I could to make me feel better. But for the most part, once I got out of that phase of morning sickness, I really tried to eat to fuel my body and also know that anything I was doing was passing on to my child. So that helped me kind of curb some of the cravings that I had. But of course, it's a healthy balance of giving in and also eating healthy. But a couple things that you can really, really focus in on is folate acid. So that's crucial for forming healthy cells. So you're going to find that in leafy greens, oranges, strawberries, beans, and nuts. Another good one is calcium. So this keeps the reproductive system functioning smoothly. So think almond milk, any yogurts, kale, broccoli, any really good sources of calcium there. And then omega-3 fatty acids. This will help regulate and increase blood flow. So think seafood, grass-fed beef, nuts, and seeds. So, you know, while I look at that list of something that's really healthy to eat during pregnancy or even before pregnancy, before conceiving your child, it kind of just goes back into what I know my dietitian had me on prior to pregnancy. So my first tip is getting your diet right and really focusing on those lifestyle changes that you can make that aren't just short term, they're long term. Like I said, throughout pregnancy, postpartum, and then beyond, you want to make sure that you're eating to really fuel your body and prepare your body for all the changes that is to come. The second tip I have is taking a prenatal vitamin. So Devin and I actually were introduced to a company probably 9 years ago now. It's called Shaklee. It is an MLM, and I have been on the same vitamin with them for 9 years, and it's called Shaklee Vitalizer. I can't say enough good things about it because I barely get sick, and this was also served as my prenatal vitamin. So actually right there on the label, they can claim that they are that this multivitamin can also serve as a prenatal. It has all the proper nutrients that your body is going to need during pregnancy. So starting to get that, you know, pre-pregnancy is important too. And then again, this is something I've been on for 9 years straight. So I didn't go off it when I stopped having babies or when I stopped breastfeeding. I have stayed on it consistently. So finding a good prenatal is very, very important. Again, I use Shaklee Vitalizer, but I know there's a lot of great ones on the market, and I'm not trying to sell you on that. I just am giving you my personal experience on what I've used. Next tip is working out. And again, this is, of course, under the recommendation or the clearance of your doctor if you're working with them on getting pregnant or you already are pregnant. But moving your body will help get those endorphins flowing, and that's so great for a growing baby. It also is going to help your stress levels. It's going to help you sleep better at night. It's going to boost your energy and your mood. All of those are very, very important things to keep your body stress-free, to keep your mind stress-free. Working out is so great for not only our physical being, but our mental being as well. And so I recommend getting into that habit, you know, and there's a lot of misconception around, well, if I get pregnant, I can only do what I've been doing. Again, consult with your doctor, but I really feel that starting a workout when you've gotten pregnant is not the worst thing ever, right? And maybe it's not going from 0 to 100, but it's getting out and walking. It's getting out and doing some things to move your body, move those muscles, get some flexibility in your body, because you are about to, you know, carry a baby. Your body's going to change a lot. So you want to feel that strength. You want to feel good. So although it may not be this, you know, you go right into boot camp or right into CrossFit or whatever it is you do, starting an exercise program right before you become pregnant or during pregnancy, again, under clearance of a doctor, is a great thing to do. I can tell you that, you know, although I've had to make a lot of modifications throughout my pregnancies, it's one of the best things that I did. It helped with my labor, I think. It helped with my endurance during labor. It made me feel better. It gave me that mental release. Especially during this pandemic, I was pregnant during the pandemic, so thankfully I had my live workouts. But getting a good routine of just moving your body and finding a workout that works for you. Next thing that I have done that I've done through all of my pregnancies was the chiropractor. I was introduced to a really great chiropractor here in the area, again, when I moved here probably 10 years ago now, and I never realized that chiropractic care is one of those things where you don't have to use a chiropractor just because you have an injury or you have back pain. It's something that you need to do as ongoing care, just like we go to the dentist every 6 months and get our teeth cleaned and get x-rays on it. Chiropractic care can fall into that same category, in my opinion. So I actually did have a past injury. I dove into a pool college, and unfortunately I hit the bottom. I'm very, very lucky to be here and walking, but it did leave me with some shoulder pain, and that's why I originally went to the chiropractor. Then I realized all the benefits of continuing that care. So again, I did the work to kind of fix all the issues I had with my shoulder, but then I continued that care before pregnancy, during pregnancy, after pregnancy, and I'm telling you, for me, hands down, it was probably one of the biggest things that helped me stay comfortable. There would be times that my pelvis was so out of whack and I couldn't sleep, and you know, the baby is putting all this pressure on my body, my back hurts, you know, all the things that happen during pregnancy. And I'm so thankful that I formed that relationship with a great chiropractor. You definitely want to find someone that works on pregnant women and babies. But they're definitely out there. But there would be those times where I would be in so much pain, and after an adjustment, even one adjustment, I would feel such a relief. And so chiropractic care is something that I recommend. You got to find that right fit for sure. But they can help with keeping your pelvis in place. They can help with, you know, towards the end of pregnancy. I know that they've been known to help babies that are breached, getting them turned around. Gosh, the benefits to me are endless. So I would find a really good chiropractor to just help regulate things for you, help to keep your body in place where it should, so you're comfortable. And again, that affects our mood, our stress levels, our hormone levels, and everything else. So chiropractic care was one that was big for me. And then the last one, guys, is really reducing stress. So during this time in your life, it's definitely hard to be pregnant, or to try to be pregnant, or maybe you've experienced a miscarriage or loss, and it's a stressful time to be pregnant. There's no easy way to put that. So what can you do to reduce stress? And, you know, that's really going to have an effect on your cortisol levels, on your hormone levels, on your mood, like I just said. And so what is it that you can do to reduce your stress? And this is going to be something different for everybody else, but keeping a very good pulse on when you're feeling stressed. You know, is it when you are around certain people or doing a certain thing? And what can you do to release that stress and really keep a very open mind about just life in general? But reducing stress and is a big one, because if you're so stressed out, your body's tight, your mind is tight, you are not going to be able to allow your body to do the things that you are asking it to do. So reducing stress, again, for me, that's working out, and that's chiropractic care, and it's drinking good water, and it's, you know, having time to myself, and it's communicating my needs. And when I am stressed out, how can someone help me? It's asking for help. It's so many different things, right? So reducing stress isn't as easy said than done. It takes work. It takes work to understand your triggers of stress. It takes work to understand what releases you of that stress. So, but nonetheless, you can't overlook it, because it's so, so important for really anyone, but especially talking about conceiving a child and carrying a child and then even postpartum. Gosh, our bodies go through so much stress. Our mind goes through so much stress. So figuring out how to really reduce it early on and handle it and ask for help is so, so important. So guys, that's what I have. Again, if you are someone that is trying to have babies or you're pregnant right now, you know, again, I'm not a doctor, and I am not trying to come on here and tell you that this stuff is going to, you know, make you have a baby. So I just want to keep that in mind. But this was a question that I did get a couple times. And so I wanted to just share with you guys what I've been doing and what I've learned throughout my three pregnancies on how to have a healthy pregnancy, and what I can do in my control to make sure that I'm carrying and conceiving a healthy baby. So thank you guys for listening. As always, I appreciate you. If you're not subscribed to our channel yet, please go click subscribe. That way you will always be up to date on the latest and greatest episodes, and you will never miss a conversation with me. So thanks for always listening, and have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells. And follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast, or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store, and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.